You're listening to SBS News.
With the election just weeks away, Anthony Albanese addressed the party faithful at Labor's campaign launch in Perth. The Labor Party wants to deliver more affordable childcare and better aged care, with Mr. Albanese outlining why his party should be elected.
You can choose a government that honours your values and rewards your hard work. A government that holds no one back and leaves no one behind.
Labor used the event to pitch its housing affordability policy, where the government buys out as much as 40% of a new home's cost and up to 30% for an existing house. About 10,000 Australian households could access the opposition's Help to Buy program if they earn an income of up to $90,000 for singles or $120,000 for couples. But the Prime Minister is concerned about a government having equity in a property. And Greens leader Adam Bandt argues Labor's proposed scheme is too limited for buyers.
Labor has called their plan Help to Buy, but it should be called Hard to Get, because only about 5% of first home buyers will be able to take advantage of it. And the scheme may in fact contribute to pushing up house prices. Nothing that Liberal or Labor are offering will tackle runaway house price rises in this country.
But Scott Morrison is hoping to tackle online safety, ordering the industry to design device settings to protect young users on smartphones and tablets. If the coalition is re-elected and technology companies do not improve safeguards, the government will force them to comply with regulations. Mr. Morrison says tech giants have a responsibility to minimise the risks.
And we need to be ensuring that the online world, the digital world, is a safe place for Australians. The rules of the real world must apply in the digital world. And everywhere that we can act as a government to ensure that that is the case, we will do it.
He says mental health is a daily struggle for many Australians, and for young people in particular who can be deeply affected. Over the weekend, healthcare has remained firmly on the agenda, with Labor vowing to strengthen Medicare. And after the Liberals promised to cut medication under the pharmaceutical benefits scheme, Labor revealed a $12.50 reduction for general patients if it wins the election. At a Liberals campaign rally, controversial Warringah candidate Catherine Deaves made a quick exit without answering journalists' questions. She was ushered away by several people who tried to stop media personnel from approaching her. Catherine Deaves has been criticised for her transphobic comments on social media. She's made numerous apologies for those online posts and says she has no intention of standing aside. Meanwhile, Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg fronted up to deliver a campaign speech in the battle to hold on to Kooyong as he runs against independent Monique Ryan.
I feel very much from my community, and of course I'm very much for my community. And over the last 12 years, every day I've woken up, I've asked myself, what more can I do to support my community?
Ms. Ryan and the Treasurer will take part in a Sky News debate on Thursday. And at the halfway point of the campaign, candidates will be doing all they can to sell their messages in the final weeks before Election Day. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.